Welcome to the history section, the critical histories of port cities in the public health session of the Spirit of 1848 Caucus at the 142nd annual APHA meeting. This is one of many sessions that we are holding, the Spirit of 1848 is holding, as you can see. Later today, we have our data session called Counting to Make People Count for Health Equity. We also, tomorrow, especially if you're a student or if you are a mentor, we're going to be talking about 20 years of mentoring for passion, politics, and public health. And tomorrow, we're going to have a very celebratory integrative session from 10:30 to noon here in room 206, reflecting on, this is our 20th anniversary of the Spirit of 1848 Caucus. We also have our student poster session tomorrow following that, and our business meeting. If you want to join the Spirit of 1848 and get involved, I encourage you to do so at our business meeting tomorrow evening. Additionally, on Wednesday, we are co-sponsoring an APHA special session with the M. Ellen Parsons Memorial Session, separate and unequal, on the political geography of reproductive rights, reproductive justice, and reproductive health. And we really have an all-star panel, although we have an all-star panel here, as far as I'm concerned, too, looking at historical legacies of inequality with Linda Gordon, reproductive justice and intersectionality with Carol McDonald, and looking at the fight against anti-abortion legislation with Cindy Pearson, and finally New Orleans perspective. So looking at the role of place, as we've been talking about place and the role of place in public health. What about the role of place in reproductive health, rights, and justice, and here in New Orleans? All right, before we get started, we have the presenter disclosures. Luis Aviles, Mariola Espinosa, Jose Ronzon Leon, Craig Colton, and Marian Moser-Jones all have no relationships to disclose, no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation during the past 12 months. Finally, we invite you to subscribe to our listserv, and this listserv, the tendrils of this listserv reach very far. This is how I got to know about this organization, and many other graduate students did. And you can simply, with your little phone, your little weapon of mass distraction here, you can subscribe, send an email to the Spirit of 1848, subscribe at Yahoo Groups. And we welcome postings on social justice and public health that provide information and substantive queries. And you can also, if you don't want to get more than one email a day, you can subscribe in digest mode. Also, you can check out our website at spiritof1848.org or like us on Facebook. And while I'm on this subject, we have a sign-up sheet in the back if you'd like to sign up. With pen and paper, you can do that. And also, just a reminder to turn off these weapons of mass distraction or silence the cell phones during our presentations. So today we begin with the critical histories of port cities and the public's health, migration, commerce, social movements, epidemics, and the environment. And we're going to begin with an introduction from Luis Aviles. And Luis Alberto Aviles is a professor in the Department of Social Sciences at the University of Puerto Rico School of Public Health. He obtained a PhD in health policy at Johns Hopkins University and a master's in biostatistics at UCLA. He conducts research on health policy and statistical policy from a critical perspective and is currently writing a book on the visual rhetoric of statistics. And his introduction will be followed by talks by Mariola Espinosa and Craig Colton. And he will also be standing in for Jose Ronzon Leon, who could not be with us today. More on that later. So I turn this over to Luis.
Thank you. This is going to be a quick introduction to this session. a one-slide introduction. I would like to be sure that you understand the motives of the spirit of 1848 in conducting this historical session. First, in 1976, more specifically, William McNeill wrote the book Plagues and People. At the time, it was uncommon for historians to deal with such things as, on a world scale, the issue of plagues, of diseases. Historians were more interested in issues of politics and military history, and to some extent, economic history. And he started to shape a new vision of history in which the actual diseases shape history itself. In the following decade, in the 1980s, William McNeill wrote The Pursuit of Power. It's a fantastic book about technologies of war, technologies of destruction. He didn't go into technologies of mass destruction yet, but it's a fantastic, and again, on a world scale, looking at the militarization of China, looking at the development of machines and the actual industrialization of war. And finally, recently, in 2005, he wrote The Pursuit of Truth. It's a book about his memoirs as a historian. I wanted to present this because to some extent this represents what we do in the spirit of 1848. For William McNeill, the purpose of historians is just to pursue the truth. The spirit of 1848 has a different perspective. As historians, we would like to pursue the truth, but our main focus is social justice. We would like to pursue social justice and use the truth to uncover the mechanisms that produce injustice on a world scale. So today, we're going to talk about plagues and peoples and ports, because that is crucial to the emergence of public health as a practice. So here, we want to pursue the truth, but with the final interest in pursuing social justice.
Thank you, Luis. Okay, so our next speaker is Mariola Espinosa, and she is Associate Professor of History at the University of Iowa. She's a specialist on the history of medicine and public health in the Caribbean. She's published on the relationship between yellow fever, which is a plague that repeatedly struck New Orleans between the 18th century and its last epidemic here was 1905, and the relationship between yellow fever and U.S.-Cuban relations and on global approaches to the history of medicine. She's working on new research that examines how yellow fever and medical understandings of the disease affected the maintenance of empire in the Caribbean. The title of her talk is Key to the City, Yellow Fever, Medical Knowledge, and the Control of the Port of Veracruz in the 19th Century.